members who have just joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Talk about how preseason practice has gone so far for you guys, and is your team fairly healthy going into week one?
Yeah, I think it's been a positive preseason. We've remained relatively healthy. Nobody permanently out, which I think is positive. You know, guys have missed small doses of playing time, but you know, we've had other guys step to the plate when that's happened. So, you know, I've enjoyed that part of it, and I think it's been a good team to work with good leadership.
As I asked Coach Signetti, last season your team was flying a little bit under the radar, although your program has great tradition. But last year, 10 wins, second in the CAA to the second round of the playoffs, and now you come into the year nationally ranked. Have you addressed that change in expectations going into the year after the success you had last year?
Well, I think you always want your team to stay focused on the next day principles and not looking too far in the past. Certainly the ability to come off a successful season, I think, allows you to prepare with the correct frame of mind. So that was welcomed for our winter program, spring ball, and preseason. I think there's an understanding of how to win, what it takes to prepare to win. And as Coach just said, how hard it is to win a football game at any level. So, you know, we try to stay focused and allow the other people to talk for us, and hopefully our talking is done on the field.
Opening your season on the road against an FBS opponent, do you like that challenge? And what is it? What do you learn about your team from games like this?
Well, you know, I think we generally all play one of these, and you certainly have to approach it correctly. Your expectation of preparation in preseason when you open one of them has got to make sure that you're not looking past your entire schedule. And so you've got to keep it departmental and make sure the focus isn't too much about one opponent. But as we closed in to the last segment of our preseason, we certainly have gotten a little bit more excited about the opportunity to play one of our service academies. And so, you know, we're sitting here like everybody else, chopping at the bits a little bit.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to look at both sides of the ball going into the season, and offensively, six starters are back, and We touched at Media Day and other times about the great year and the growth of Joe Carbone at the quarterback spot. How have you seen him develop as a leader?
Yeah, you know, he was elected captain of the team and certainly had an outstanding redshirt junior campaign, and has continued the leadership off the field in the locker room, and has continued to work hard at developing his skills. And I think he's one of those kids that always wants to be a little better than the play before, which has allowed him his progress and his time here. And we've got a guy that's taken snaps for 4 years now, and that's certainly a comfort level for me when you walk on the field during a game. He's pretty much experienced it all, and he's experienced the highs and the lows. And I think he has learned how to fight through those lows.
In some other spots, though, you lost three all-conference players who were really outstanding contributors over the last few years, and Stacey Bazell and Ray Bolden and Timone Paris. Who do you see stepping into some of those roles, and talk about the rest of your offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. When you say we only have six starters back and I look at my team, I don't look at it that way. We had a lot of kids that were on the field that served in crucial roles. We certainly are going to miss the three gentlemen you just mentioned for the correct reasons, but I think we are surrounded in the backfield with Donnie Leotine and Jordan Downs, who have played a ton of football in their careers here. We're the deepest we've ever been at wide receiver as far as kids that I anticipating be able to contribute, so I think we'd be able a little tougher to defend. we've by far got the best tight end situation. We've got four kids that can catch the ball and do things in the blocking schemes that we like to do. And then the offensive line, it's interesting because we graduated three starters, but we had nine other kids that were in the program that had played some. So, whereas once again, we'll miss them. You know, I look at it as we might be even a tad better with the minus of Timon, who was our left tackle. So I'm pleased with the offense. You know, I think we're a year into a new offense now, which I think is certainly important. We made a major change in our offense last year, and so now in year two, I think we're able to attack the plan a little differently and maybe be a little bit more difficult to defend.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Adam Pick with Brooklyn.
Coach.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Doing well.
Two quick questions about some of the rule changes from last year. First, you know, special teams has always been a strength of your teams, and I wonder if the kickoff return change from last year to this year is going to have any impact, in your opinion, on how Stony Brook approaches kickoffs, either, you know, kicking or receiving.
Well, you know, we you know, it's a good question. We spent a lot of time in the off season doing studies, like I'm sure everybody else has, and not only internal but, you know, external studies of, you know, how and what field position starts were, and we sort of determined that we didn't think it was necessary for us to make a change in kicking it off or returning it. We thought the rule says some things, but may be difficult to apply. So we're going to take it on a game-to-game basis. If an opponent has made a change in how they approach it, we certainly are prepared to look at that from a game planning standpoint. But, you know, we're prepared to continually be a top return team and kickoff team and do it the way we know how to do it.
Sure. And then the other big change is the new rule regarding red shirts. And I wonder if, you know, having the flexibility of some of these true freshmen playing up to four games a season is going to impact the team, especially in non-conference play.
Yeah, you know, I think you certainly have to look at it. And I heard a couple of coaches speak on it earlier. You know, we're only going to have two freshmen that travel with us on our roster. One will be an offensive lineman, a backup, and one will be a fifth corner. So I don't see their role early in the year of getting on the field being pertinent. We have a few other kids that you might say could help us on special teams throughout the year. You know, I like our depth chart. I've always been a proponent of redshirting. I think the growth that they have between year one and two and two and three and having them for that 5 years is really crucial. So we'll play with it. Having the four-game luxury, I think, will come into play, in my opinion, a little later on in the year when you do develop some injuries. And if you need a guy for a game, you're not scared to help with special teams depth or depth in your two deep.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
And another media question, Q, if you'll get that, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Ronald Counts with the Charlottesville Daily Progress.
Hi, Coach. How are you today?
Doing well.
I apologize if you already answered this, but your two senior receivers, Dredron Brissett and Tyler Wilkins, how much value do they add to that wide receiver?
This is
Stony Brook, not Rich.
Stony Brook
coaches.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I logged in late.
All right. Thank you. Coach, before I let you go, talk about the uniqueness. You touched about the opportunity to play one of our military academies in Air Force, and then obviously they play a pretty unique style. Just talk about breaking them down a little bit and how much your guys are looking forward to the experience of the trip.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from the trip perspective, I mean, I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, how better to spend your Saturday than being in that type of atmosphere. And just once again, what they do for our country is certainly special, and we've talked about that as a team. From a perspective of the game itself, their offense is what the academies do. They're triple option. They do it very well. It has caused us to do some different preparation in the spring, summer, and preseason camp that you normally don't do if you're playing these teams, but I think we're prepared for the uniqueness of what they do on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, once again, it's going to be a huge challenge. Yeah, 4-hour flight, noon kickoff in a place like that. But, you know, we've been in these games. We've had success competing, and we want to be in the fourth quarter with a chance to win the game.
All right, Chuck, great talking to you today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.